Hey folks, this is Tech Can 2 coming at you with the Online Money Machine. The Online Money Machine show. And we got some dangerous music here playing. I do believe it's the Stones. It's the 50th anniversary for that show. I think the tour is over, but actually I saw The Who instead of The Stones. I actually got the 20th row to see The Who, which if I had to pick between the two of them, and I guess I'd see The Who, but I saw The Stones many years ago in Chicago. Cool stuff. Alright, we're going to get into the show. We've got some new fantastic updates here on SEO, search engine optimization, how to make your company huge, and how to piggyback off of some really great traffic, your own traffic. You're going to wag the dog on this show, which is going to be great. And that's what we're talking about, wagging the dog. There was a great program a couple of years ago. Oh, I should say a couple of months ago. It feels like years ago in the online world, but it's a couple of months ago, I guess. And that was where you could actually piggyback off the traffic of high web searches for like a penny a click. And that was cool for a while. You know, a lot of companies did it. It was very exciting. And but the problem, there's always a catch. The problem was that you couldn't actually do it for every industry. See, for some reason, it would like it when I piggyback traffic off of my own stuff, my own search engine work, and there you could do it off of jewelry stores. We did that one very well. That was cool. But then for some reason, when we tried to do it for home improvement companies, it didn't work. I mean, it didn't work. We tried it from two different accounts. The service I'm talking about, of course, is CPC. There's different vendors out there. CPVs, cost per view. And in theory, the way it's supposed to work is that you can actually piggyback off of high traffic searches for a penny a click. So let's say, for example, you're selling iPods and phones. You can piggyback off of Best Buy for pennies on the dollar, you know, pennies a click, literally. A fraction of a cent, I should say. That was the big selling point. And you know, it was cool for a while. I mean, it really, really worked. It really brought people in. But now it's like, wow, you know, it doesn't work always. So what do you do? And that's always the big question. What do you do next when it doesn't work? And we've been busy in our labs, and we built our own sites that actually create topics it creates traffic on whatever's selling at the moment. I mean, whatever's going on in the market right now, with the market swings, and we know what's happening with the Dow, and of course in commodities, and what's trading, and also the financial scandals that are happening with the hedge fund people. We can actually piggyback traffic and coupons right on the back of that news for any industry in any city. We're doing some sites right now that's going to actually capitalize on the traffic for the U of M Wolverines for this fall for football. We're also doing the same thing for the Spartans for you know, if you're into college football, it's a big thing around here for Lansing, and we're doing the same thing for them. And we're actually going to have home improvement companies run coupons on the front end, and they can literally cash in on first traffic. They're going to basically cut first in line from all the radio stations, all of the local yellow page ads and pages, and literally be front center for these types of really great opportunities to get in front of the customer base. And these are stories that people actually care about, so that's going to be really, really exciting. And we're doing that right now as we speak. We're actually building these sites. And let me tell you a little about who I am first before I get in too in depth. I am Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and New York. I'm living now in the mean streets of Detroit. The happy streets of Detroit, I should say, because things are changing here monumentally with the people and with the attitude and where we're going as a community. It's kind of exciting, and it never used to be, but it is now, and I'm kind of catching some of that fever, so It's about time. So these are the new days that we're living in, and the new age of advertising, as opposed to the dark ages. I've actually been involved with advertising for the last five major transitions of web development, and also what they used to call new media. So I'm grandfathered back in from like multi-generations ago. Cool stuff. I've seen cool things happen along the way. And right now, it's to the point where websites are very, very dangerous, to the point of they can pop up wherever you need them to. They can actually target the kind of people that you want to target in real time in some cases. And also, you can really, get in front of the right people at the right time without pay-per-click for some reason. And while we're on that topic, pay-per-click, I actually tried to get my pay-per-click thing on Google recently, get it reactivated and get, re assimilated into the culture. And for some reason, Google has banned me from using my pay-per-click campaign, probably because I actually teach people how to get clients without it. And I'm definitely out there. I've got about 80, what was it, 80,000 links, or I think it was like 80,000 links on Google, just for myself. And on Yahoo, it's even more so. And I'm all over the search engines. I'm actually Bing likes me too for some reason. So, and actually, Bing is probably has a better pay-per-click campaign than Google does. So for some reason, I can't get into Google, but that's what I do. I tell the truth and I tell you people how to actually get in front of the search engines and how to get great results. And on that note, I was going back into the Google tool set recently, and I also noticed, I couldn't help notice that the keyword tool has changed, and it's this open graph type keyword tool that they're using now. That's been obviously programmed by a bunch of engineers. That's a given, but they've made this thing so impossible to use. I have like a love hate thing with Google, mostly hate than love actually. It's very confusing to use this tool. I don't really quite understand it. I thought it was very, very counterproductive, and I'm actually probably going to go ahead and pay for a tool set for keywords. I'm probably going to go ahead and use either WordZ. Is very simple, very great to use, and Word Tracker. I might actually go back to the UK and get a copy of Word Tracker because I just don't want to deal with the hassle of spending 8 hours trying to pick out four keywords out of Google's new system. It was very unproductive. I didn't care for it, but that's what we have now. So do check that out. It is kind of noteworthy. There's some free keyword tools out there, but they're trial basis only, a lot of them. I know a lot of them are charging now, so that is kind of inconvenient. But that is the real world. That is what's happening out there. So, interesting stuff. I want to tell you some free numbers, because when you get on the phone with me, I'm going to tell you this anyway, so I may as well tell you now. And if you guys are going to listen, hopefully you take some notes. What does it take to get your site on the Google? What is the magic number that people are looking for, that the search engine bots are looking for? And that number is around 200. You want 200 links to your site, but they got to be good ones, and they got to be really positioned in such a way that they won't be yanked off. I don't suggest buying links. I don't suggest buying text links or text ads to promote your site. I wouldn't even use software in a sense, because software can actually turn on you. And these companies go sour every like 4 months. Then they got to come up with a brand new traffic strategy thing, and it's usually bogus, and it's really time wasting to do that. So I don't want to pump up your hopes and tell you, oh, buy this magic software widget and it's going to help you get traffic. I've done this so many times that I can't even begin to tell you that what a waste of time that is. But I can tell you that 200 quality links that you build yourself or off of sites that you are creating can actually create a lot of really great momentum for your business. You do want to definitely keep that in mind. And that's something that I think is pretty interesting. So those are some of the news items that are on my list of things to talk about. And what else we got here? On my list, I do have some things here. Where is the danger in your business? Are you topical? I have a new thing I want to really kind of go into. And a lot of you may get it, a lot of you may not get it. I want to be dangerous. I want to be topical. I want to be relevant. I don't want to just be selling my stuff at a price point and hoping that the right people will come along. I've actually established some norms in my business recently, and I'm looking for companies that have a $10,000 price point, of a basic price point of what to sell. So I'm not actually going to go out and sell the old stuff I used to sell. I'd sell anything and everything to anybody. And I've done that, and that's kind of how I get my experience in all of this stuff. After my corporate advertising days, I actually became a street guy and started selling, you know, whatever needed to be sold. And that's what I was kind of got my experience from that. But right now, I'm actually going to hone that down to $10,000 and up. So automobiles, jewelry, real estate is kind of the area that I'm into right now. That's what I do. And for traffic, misconceptions on traffic, man. You remember, I got sued over this about a year ago. I got into a fight with a guy, a guru. You can read about it online. And we actually got into a fight about what web traffic was and what it wasn't. There were some other things that happened in between that fight, too, that things happened against me, and I actually stepped up and just about, you know, really just lost control, and I had to get a lawyer. But the bottom line was web traffic and where it comes from. Big misconception of what that is and where that comes from. I'm always amazed that a lot of your traffic really stems around news items, celebrity items, and sex items. I mean, really, that's really what it is. So when you're trying to sell a product or a service, you're really jumbled in the middle of all of that stuff. I don't really think that you can say, well, I have a carpet cleaning business. I want more people to find it. That is true, and up until a certain point, people will find it if you're loud enough, if your sites are visible enough, and if you get that kind of traction. But the reality is people really go on the web to either get questions answered, or they go to look for celebrity news or what have you. And if by chance that your ads are actually in front of them at the right time, then you can actually get some really great marketing penetration, and your traffic spikes start to go up accordingly. And a really great book you can look up. I'm not going to hide this from you because anybody with a mouse can find it. Outsmarting Google was written by the guys who put together First Page Sage, big SEO company. And they actually talked about using 10,000 keywords in a website, which is amazing. I don't think there's really 10,000 keywords out there for jewelry. There are to an extent, but then after a while you get to wonder where your keywords are going to come from and how this can be distributed. I think after you cover your basics, then you really need to dig down deep into your audiences and who they are and start to manipulate them on a different kind of level where you build sales funnels, traffic funnels, and start to looking at buying habits, which is something that a lot of companies don't do because it's too expensive. And to build a framework like that would take too much imagination and too much resources. So a lot of them don't do that. That's why these ads do so well, these companies that sell things like on radio spots, yellow pages, that's why they're doing it, because they actually build these networks right there. You know, they actually do it. I notice a lot of companies right now are kind of copying some of the same styles that I do for SEO, and it's everybody borrows from everybody, so it's no big deal. We're actually out there in the public eye so people can see us. But There's other things, too, that go into consideration that when companies do try to start monopolies online, and it doesn't matter if you're a real estate company or if you're a financial group, it's going to crack sooner or later. And there's not enough link structure to make that thing permanent. I got a couple clients now that actually understand the whole game of how to become permanent on the search engines. They become more authority than anything. And that, when you're an authority type presence or brand, and that becomes part of your corporate culture, then it becomes more relevant. To understand this more deeply, Perry Marshall just wrote a book about the 80-20 principle, which I did not want to buy, but I've been a quasi-neutral, lukewarm fan of Perry for years, and I decided to give this book a shot, and it's not bad. Especially the way he approaches how to advertise and how to brand himself into an industry. It's a really great chapter. I think it's like chapter three. You might want to look into that. And that's something that a lot of companies don't do, unfortunately, either because they don't have time or the imagination or the resources or the budget. They don't have it. But when you start looking at different things like where you are in the marketplace, how you're going to position your brand, how you're going to stand up against your competition, and the economy, as far as how things shift from one quarter to the next, and your overall revenue for the year, then you will start paying attention and you will realize that these things do need to happen if you're going to take this thing seriously. It's true. That's what you have to think about. And how long you're going to last in this game, whatever that is. And that's really, really important. So, what do people look for? I actually wrote down a few things, and I just have to say it because it's just so silly. It's ridiculous. I need to say what this is. People are searching right now for Lady Gaga online, Miley Cyrus, that whole horrible MTV dance embarrassment thing that she did. It's on video. The Gangnam Style guy who dances, the Asian guy. Justin Bieber is another thing that people search for, and One Direction, because they're a very hot boy band right now. But these are the things that people search for and that people watch. If you don't believe me, that's fine. But Entertainment Tonight's been on for years and years and years, and it's basically a news magazine show. There it is right there. And then the other one that's up there is that TMZ. That's always on there too. And it's junk, but people like junk. And you need to consider that when you start doing traffic sources. And it's no big deal because it pops up again on this book, Outsmarting Google. I just saw it that what people actually search for, what they look for. This guy actually incorporates that type of media into his brands when he builds traffic spikes. And he's got this new concept. Well, it's not new to him, but it's new to some of you, called the nuclear football, where the traffic just flows in like a river on Google Analytics, and it's amazing. And that's not traffic that you purchase, that's traffic that you make. So to have that kind of an online presence and flow is quite impressive. And that is, in a nutshell, what that is. Those are the notes that are on my desk right now. So we don't really have a script for this show. We're just going to roll it out, and I'm going to talk to you one-on-one, like I am, and tell you what my thoughts are on some of this stuff. And that is really, really where it's at. That's things to consider, you know? That's what people are searching for, what people download, what they comment on. And it's growing. I mean, people actually look for that, type of stuff. Another thing too, if you got, I don't care what industry you're in, something that's a really great concept called link baiting. If you have a really good link bait piece on any of your sites, which a lot of you probably don't, what do I mean by that? It's a piece of media that you create that other people can grab or link to. Home improvement. I'll give you an example. Home improvement can actually have a glossary of terms that people can link to. And you might have like, I don't know, 50 terms on it that people can link to. The Hot 50 list of, home improvement terms. And to talk to your contractors, so you can talk the same language, so you don't get taken to the cleaners. You know what I mean? Same thing with SEO companies. They can do the same thing for themselves, make a popular list. And really good glossary for the common people, so you can speak and that sort of thing. Any kind of list is a really good thing to have, or it could be a video wall of clips of information of how they can get their questions answered, and those are types of things that can actually become link bait. So when you get like 200 sites, 600 sites linking to your pages, your traffic ranking goes up. Obviously, your SEO is going to rank incredibly well. But the other thing that's going to happen too is that you're going to get plugged into those sources that feed you traffic and leads. And that is something that a lot of companies are sadly missing out on. And those are things that you need to really think about, how that's going to happen. I consult with a lot of companies. I go into a lot of different meetings. I'm always amazed to see how flimsy the sites are, and how even like big brands, there's really no foundation to bring in new business, and it's always alarming. And as I run my own practice, I'm always even more amazed that some of the contractors I hire, that things that they don't want to do, the necessary steps that need to be done to make yourself successful. A lot of people, whether I hire them or not, or if they work for another company, they don't want to really own up and do the required steps that it takes to become successful. And that's really alarming, but you need to look at that, especially if you want to make money and just about anything. So that is my thoughts. My email address is tedcantu@gmail.com. You can also check me out at my website, tedcantu at what is it? tedcantu.com. That's the big one that's up right now. There's others, but that's the main one you need to know. If you have any questions at all, you can always call me at 1-888-305-2532. And that is all I have right now on my notes. So, thanks for listening. And we're going to exit here with the Stones again, play some more Rolling Stones here for you. And check me out online, and I'll see you next time.